Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul, the teaching pastor from Marion, and this week we're looking at our core values as a church. We summarize or try and help those be memorable with the acronym GRASP. GRASP stands for Gospel Identity, Reaching Priority, Authentic Community, Spiritual Intimacy, and Personal Ministry. Yesterday, Cale walked us through Gospel Identity, and today we're going to be looking at Reaching Priority. Reaching Priority finds its root in Acts 1:8 and the commission that Jesus gives to his disciples and then by extension us as well. He says this, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." A couple of things I want to point out here for us today. Number one is that we need power. We in and of ourselves do not have power. We need a supernatural power from God, which is the third member of the Trinity in the Holy Spirit. I was studying recently the difference between the Apostle Peter during the life and ministry of Jesus earthly, and then Peter after the ascension of Jesus and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Peter has some great moments. He confesses that Jesus is the Messiah and Lord. He has this moment when Jesus first calls him and the catch of fish, and he realizes the power of Jesus, and he says, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man." So he has these beautiful glimpses, these moments. And then we get Peter, who, as we all know, he denies Jesus three times. He rebukes Jesus, as Jesus saying he's going to be arrested and crucified. He's like, "No, Jesus, don't do that." And Jesus rebukes him and says, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter has these really low moments. And then what we see after Jesus's ascension into heaven and the Holy Spirit descending upon the early believers in Acts chapter 2, we see a different Peter. We see a bold, courageous Peter, a Peter who preaches the gospel faithfully, a Peter who stands before councils who have beaten him and have the power to imprison him as they do. And instead of denying Jesus like he did to a little girl afraid of her, he boldly says, "Look, what else can we do but to share about who Jesus is?" He's a different person. And I think for us, we need to understand we are in need of the Holy Spirit. Like, it is necessary. He is necessary for us to be witnesses. And that brings me then to the second thing I think is really important for us to see here. Jesus does not say, and be messengers, which is interesting. It's not that we aren't necessarily. He doesn't say, and be big fans of me. He says, "Be my witnesses." A witness in its nature suggests someone who has experienced or seen something. And so in order for us to share with others about who Jesus is, we need to have witnessed what Jesus has done. With these early disciples, they of course witnessed Jesus personally perform miracles. They witnessed his resurrection body. They witnessed all sorts of things. And for us, our witness is, of course, based and rooted in scriptures and the facts of scriptures. The scriptures are inerrant, but witness also encompasses what Christ has done in our lives. We can see the work that he has done. We can see the transformation that has taken place in our lives, and we then bear witness to what he has done. We share with others. And I think sometimes we miss this when we think about evangelistic strategy. It's like, take a look at what Christ has done in you. Draw a circle around yourself for a second and seek him and follow him and pursue him. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be freed from sin. And then share with others the power of Christ in your life. And that will draw people by his empowerment to him. And then lastly, in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, to the ends of the earth, we need to be willing to share right where we are. We need to be willing to share with our family, with our friends, and we need to be willing to go to all sorts of different places. We need to be willing to be a part of church plants and surrounding communities. We need to be willing to go to different countries for the sake of the gospel. We need to have our yes on the table to say, God, wherever you would have me go, like, I'm in, let's go. Today, as we consider this core value of reaching priority, would we prioritize taking note of the work that Christ has done in our lives, and then prioritize sharing that with others, seeing God reach and save people through our witness, our testimony of what Christ has done. We need the Lord's help in that, and so let's go to Him in some prayer. I'll kick us off in prayer, and I want to encourage you to spend some time in prayer as well. And as always, thanks so much for joining us here on the Drivecast. Father, help us be faithful witnesses. And in order to be witnesses, help us know and see and understand what you have done and the works that you have performed in our lives. Lord, we know that you are risen, Jesus, and would you allow us to share with conviction that reality with others? Would you allow us to be bold, and would you empower us with your Spirit to be bold right here where we live? And would you give us courage to go and be a part of what you're doing elsewhere? As I said before, Lord, help us put our yes on the table for your glory. And would that be just so good? Lord, we need you. We love you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.